Hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is William Betzelberger. I am the host and founder of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for listening. And as always, to all you faithful listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting this podcast, because without you, I couldn't do this, and it wouldn't be as fun. So today, we are going to wrap up, dear listeners, Season 1 of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Today, we're going to discuss some of the things we learned, some of the things we want to continue to grow in as men who seek to provide safety, stability, and service. And then we're going to look forward to 2023, to what Season 2 has to offer, and dive deeper into what the next 12 months may look like. And I say may, because let's be honest, no one could have foreseen me taking a 5-month hiatus in 2022. Start of 2022, I did not expect to get laid off in the middle of the year. I did not expect to move across country. There's a lot of potential amazing, wonderful things can happen, and there will be probably some hardships along the way. So, without further ado, let's recap what we learned in Season 1, what we can learn from that, what we can continue to grow in, and then, of course, again, going forward into the next year, what we can look forward to, and how to continue this momentum into 2023. And of course, today's episode is sponsored by you, the listeners. I want to thank you, of course, again. You guys are the reason this podcast exists. If you listen to this on the Anchor or Spotify platforms, you guys will receive a small ad read from Anchor that I do. That actually does support this channel. That actually does give me money. I get 1 cent. For every listen on Anchor or Spotify. I currently have made 63 cents this year. On YouTube, if you guys are a YouTube audience, I've received no monetary compensation right now. I'm nowhere near the monetization level for YouTube. You have to have 1,000 subscribers and then 4,000 watch hours. I have neither of those. But you, my faithful listeners, are the catalyst, not only to obviously making money off of this, but ultimately that's a side thing. The ultimate goal is to encourage you, to inspire you to become men who lead their families, who lead their churches, who lead their businesses, and who are resilient and who can weather storms that life brings. That is the end goal, so that we can safely provide safety to our community, to our family, be men who are capable of violence in a good way, in a tamed way, in a way that is productive and good. We are men who provide stability emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And then, of course, we serve with our whole lives, we serve with all our hearts, and we serve with all the strength God has given us. And that, again, that is ultimately the goal of this movement, of this podcast, of the 159 followers I have on Facebook and the 19 subscribers on YouTube. That is the end goal of this movement, of this podcast, of this journey. So again, thank you. If you do listen on Spotify or Anchor, I want to say thank you for the monetary kickback of 1 cent per episode. You do help me in some way, shape, and form, whether you think so or not. So thank you. But without further ado, we're going to go through some of the highlights for 2022, some of the things we learned. So we learned about building power and why resilience is key for manhood. We learned that, society sees financial stability and financial wealth as freedom. And specifically within the Christian church, I'd say in the last 20 to 50 years, we have seen Christian men learn to despise wealth, seem to put it as a sin, irregardless of your moral character, and that is wrong. Simply put, one of the reasons we see pagan industries flourish, why Disney flourishes, why woke media flourishes, because they have money. And if we are to steward God's creation, if we are to be stewards of this earth, that includes money. And so building power, building wealth, and building influence isn't a bad thing when used for moral reasons, when used for good, when used to steward what God has given us. And in fact, if we want to become men who are resilient, who can weather storms, be it a layoff, be it, you know, hard financial times. I get we're in hard economic times, and we will be for the next several years. Building that resilience is going to be key, and part of that is building wealth. Not that money is everything, but that it is a tool, and it's a valuable tool to serve our families. You know, we need it to pay the light bills. We need it to pay for electricity and internet and food. We need it to be able to interact in an economy and provide product to people, to provide services for people, and provide goods and services that ultimately benefit those around us. We learned about becoming men of production, being men who produce more than we consume, that it is masculine by nature to be productive. It is masculine by nature to produce. And that is part of God's dominion mandate. That is the part of the mandate he gave Adam and Eve, and I'd say specifically men, in terms of our leadership involved in this and our mission in this, to be fruitful, to multiply, to take dominion over the earth and the animals, and to subdue it. Why? Ultimately for the glory of God. We learned that there are three strong enemies of societies, or three enemies of strong societies. There's more than that, but the three we listed were pornography, were no-fault divorces, and honestly, I don't remember that third one, but I do believe it was abortion or birth control, one of the two. We learned to live free and unafraid, to be uncancelable, to be irremovable, to become resilient. We learned that it's a man's duty to serve and protect. That means more than just physically, although it means that. It also means spiritually, emotionally, being men who are not easily moved by the whims and emotions of those around them. Being able to see clearly the plays that are being made by propaganda and those who want to do you and your family harm. We learned that Disney hates your children, that they want to make them gay sodomites who ultimately embrace degeneracy. We said in response to that, that you should stop supporting those who hate you. We learned, or I was encouraging you to learn different myths about homeschooling, that you are in fact capable of educating your children. You are in fact able to become a very good teacher, in fact a highly qualified teacher for your children. Because ultimately as Christian men, we are called to educate our children. And a reason why so many people in my generation who may have grown up in the church, have left the faith is because ultimately they were discipled, not by the church, but by pagans in the public school system. That they were sent 5 days a week, 8 days, or 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, to schools with unbiblical, unchristian worldviews. And then we thought that 2 hours on Sunday and an hour or two on Wednesdays was going to work and effectively discipling them. No, That's why we see such apostate churches today. That's why we see my generation become so apostate, is because they were effectively discipled by pagans, not by Christians. We looked at how the worldview of abortions, ultimately the idea that a human life is only valuable based off of someone else's choice, whether or not to want that life, paved the way for mass shootings, and how mass shootings didn't really start to become a bigger thing prior to the passing of Roe v. Wade. And then, of course, we looked at what does the reversal of that mean. I currently live in a state where it is very strict to get an abortion, and that's one of the reasons I love this state. However, the fight's still hard, and we will have to fight state by state to ensure that every child is loved and valued, and that we no longer see the shedding of such innocent blood. And then lastly, our last episode, we touched on the controversy of modesty for Christian men and women, and the lack of faith and lack of strength of pastors to call out sin within the church. And you, my dear listeners and my dear followers, that's where we left off. What are we going to do now? Now, it's time to get ready. We've got 20 more days of this year. What are you going to do about it? With all those things that we've learned, that we've been encouraged about, that we've hopefully been challenged on, what are you going to do? How does that affect your day-to-day life? Does it at all? Also, what are we going to do about next year? What are we going to do to become more resilient men, to become better leaders in our home, to become better pastors, to become better shepherds in our home, in our workplace, in our churches, in our businesses? What are we going to do? How are we going to become physically stronger so that we can protect those around us? What are we going to do to become more prepared for the upcoming financial hardships? Because let's be real, it's coming. Doesn't take a genius or an economist, or, you know, a statistician to tell you. Inflation is going up. Interest rates are going up. The amount that your money is buying is less. And it's getting harder. And 2023, by all accounts, most experts are saying we're going to be in a recession. So what does that look like? How are you going to become resilient in case you get laid off? And if you're the sole breadwinner of your family, what is that going to do? How are you going to prepare for that? That is what we're going to dive into in 2023. We're going to look at much more in the realm of practical step-by-step guides in order to prepare your finances. In order to talk about family discipleship, what that may look like. How do you pastor, you know, your kids? Maybe you don't homeschool them. Maybe you send them to a Christian academy or, you know, a Christian school. Or maybe your church runs a school of some kind. How are you going to effectively help come alongside those who are also teaching your kids while taking the lead? You take the lead as the father, you taking the lead. How are you going to effectively disciple your children? How are you going to pastor your wife when so much of this, the noise around us, is sinful and worldly and pagan? What are we going to do about the supposedly, that is pagan? It is not, by the way. The Christmas tree, if you want to know more about it, there's multiple different traditions. One of my favorites is, of course, St. Boniface. How are we going to embody the spirit of St. Boniface, who took his axe and in the midst of pagans worshiping a tree to Thor, he cut it down and said, no, the idolatry stops. How are we going to do that in a generation that idolizes sex, free sex, and infertility? how are we going to become men of production when society is only consumeristic and wants more selfishly instead of producing in a selfless manner? Those are the things we're going to tackle in 2023. I don't have a full like week-by-week breakdown, but I will say we're going to go, I think, month-by-month as topical. So, for example, say in January we may do finances, and that may look at jobs, that may look at, you know, trades and jobs, that may look at, you know, what your personal finances may look like. I recently, actually as of yesterday, got my first loan on a car. That is a big step for me. That was not how I was usually, that's not how I'm normally used to my finances. And what does that look like? And how do I use that to become a resource and an asset to my family instead of a liability? And we'll look at investments and building generational wealth, how we can use our time and our assets today to build a better future for our kids and our grandkids. Because there are proverbs and psalms in the Bible that talk about that a wise man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and how it is a godly pursuit to build wealth in a God-honoring manner. We'll look at family discipleship. What are practices that you can use to help disciple your children, be it books, songs, resources, homeschooling material, or otherwise? We'll look at relationships within your own family. How do you relate to your wife? How do you relate to your children? We'll look at family traditions. What do you do? Do you celebrate Christmas? Do you celebrate Halloween? As a Christian, can you celebrate Halloween? And other things of that nature. So we're going to get much more in-depth, practical, step-by-step guides. And let's be real, okay? Let's be honest. We can all learn. We can all grow. I'm not perfect. If my wife is ever on this podcast, she will also tell you she's not perfect. Our dog, Buckwheat, he's not perfect. I'm sure you're not perfect either. But we can learn. We can grow. We can become more resilient men, because that's what we're called to be. So let's take action. Let's equip ourselves. Let's quit us like men. Act like men. Be men of courage. Be men of action, production. Be men of skill. Be men of courage. Again, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's Joshua 1:9. Or Joshua 4:9. One of the two. Either way, that's the promise. So, be a man. Be a man. You know how to do this. We can do it together. Encouraging each other, walking alongside each other, giving each other advice on what to do, what not to do, how God has worked in our lives, things that maybe we wish we had learned 20 years ago, experiences that, hey, maybe I went through this, and so you don't have to, you know. I've made some boneheaded decisions. I've been dumb before. I've done some things I, you know, shouldn't have, but I learned, and I grew, and hopefully you guys can share those things with each other as well. So we're also going to look at building ourselves a better community. Hopefully it's not just me in 2023. Hopefully we can get some other men on this podcast and actually start to grow some of the resources we have for you. That is still definitely in the works. It's a lot harder now that I moved. However, hard doesn't necessarily mean impossible. It just means more difficult. So thank you for listening. Thank you so much for making 2022 a good year for season one of the Resilient Masculinity Podcast and Movement. Thank you for hanging in there, especially during the hiatus. Let's be men. And until next time, until 2023, gentlemen, take action. Become the men you are called to be by God. Be the resilient men God has called you to be. lead your family, your churches, your businesses, and your communities as godly men, as resilient men who provide safety, stability, and service. Hold on to your hats. 2023 is around the corner, and just you wait. It's going to be a good year.